Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Pac-12 Media Day. I am in the media compound. Clay Helton, USC coach, has stopped by. He comes from a long heritage of football. Born in Gainesville. Dad coached for the Buccaneers. Dad coached for the Oilers. Was your dad there with Earl Campbell?
No, he was there during the Jerry Glanville years. Warren Moon, Ernest Givens, Alonzo Highsmith, Bruce Matthews, Mike Munchak. It was a good time. It's went as far as the AFC Championship, and I know you remember the Frank Wright game coming in there.
Yeah.
So, it was neat growing up being a coach's son and getting to meet not only great players but great men along the way, and some fond memories of being a coach's son.
Glanville was at Portland State a while ago, but it was interesting to have him around and doing what Jerry Glanville does. It was just such a character, and he had fun. Can you still have? Are you having fun? Are you?
Oh my gosh! I'm at SC.
Yeah.
I live in Los Angeles, California.
Right.
I wake up and get to coach Keaton Slovis and Drake London's every day. So yeah, it's to me, it's never been a job. It's been what I love to do. I think that's the way it is for most coaches. And you know, obviously, there's responsibilities and there's parts of the job that you may not love, but it's part to do the things that you love, and that's to help kids be successful. So yeah, I love what I do. I love each and every day waking up in the town I wake up in, the kids I get to coach. I'm still living the dream.
You guys, USC, Oregon, Washington, and Utah, you know, you guys have, in the last few years, been at the top of this conference. Your commissioner, George Kliavkov, said this morning, he says, you know, we need to do a better job of, you know, our goal is to win championships. That's the goal. It was nice to hear somebody say that.
Yeah.
How does that feel for you as a coach when you see the commissioner going, hey, we're going for this?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. First impressions of George, just absolutely blown away. Our head coaches meeting, I thought he created as good a first impression you can for guys that have been in this league for a while. And his vision and what he wants for this conference, and to hear his confidence in it, to hear his business dynamic and his knowledge of business, especially as we get closer to a TV contract year, to see the excitement of other teams calling them and just what's on the horizon. It's a special time for us. As coaches, we focus on the now and what we have to do now, but to have him in the leadership helm and what he's about and what he believes in is really exciting.
Yeah, because when I hear him say that, in the short term, it's you guys. It's USC. It's Oregon. I mean, you're the picks. So what kinds of things can the conference do to help the contenders?
Well, right now I thought just our scheduling was really done. Especially for us this year, I thought was dynamic. We have 7 home games this year. Our bye is right in the middle, mm-hmm. right before Notre Dame, which is a hard away game on the road in South Bend. I look at some of the times that were 2 of the first 3 games, one at 2:30 and one at 12 o'clock.
What's going on?
It's really felt nice as far as a scheduling aspect to be able to see that support, all Saturday games. So it's something that we welcome. I know across the board, I know our other teams and coaches are welcome to how the scheduling ended up this year. Thought the league did a nice job.
Yeah, he said he even had conversations with ADs, and he said, look, if we go this route, it may not always look fair, but we're trying to win a championship. And, you know, the SEC and the Big Ten have been doing this for years. Now you get sort of that level playing field. All right, in the movie, we're in Hollywood. Who's playing Clay Helton in the movie? You win it all. You win it all.
Let's say, he's got to be bald. Let's start
Vin
there.
Diesel?
I'm not that good. Maybe Bruce Willis.
Okay.
We'll go Bruce Willis.
I think you're taller, though.
I'm a big Bruce Willis fan.
Bruce Willis playing Clay Helton in the movie. All right, so, you know, this season, we were talking about this off air, but it feels like it's going to be normal.
Mm-hmm.
I it's like little kids getting to play again in the park. Like, it has that feel to it. Even though it's a media day, I'm looking around, everybody's happy to see each other.
Yeah, I'm one of those little kids, too, to be honest with you. You know, I've been doing it 26 years in college football coaching, so I've lived experiences. But for the student-athletes, they get one college experience. And last year, we're so appreciative and so grateful for the games we did get in. But I'm so glad they get the true college experience this year of getting back into stadiums with fans, to have a normal 12-game season, to be talking about the aspirations of championships and playoffs and really what teams can do. So to be able to get back to those experiences for those kids is really exciting. And it excites you because you're only as happy as your unhappiest kid.
Right.
And when your players are happy and your kids are happy, that makes you a happy coach.
Clay Helton, our guest, USC head coach. You mentioned sort of the competition and winning. What would it mean to this conference to have a team get into the playoff this year? Not before expansion. I mean, not after expansion, but now.
Yeah, I was talking about this on another radio program. That question got asked, hey, Coach, what about, you know, college football expansion? What do you think? And I go, you know what? It's a really exciting conversation. It's something that we understand as coaches. It's down the line.
Yeah.
And for coaches and players, it's about the now. And being able to help not only our own individual program, but this conference is about focusing on the now and getting in to the reality of what is a four-team playoff, you know, and being one of those four teams. And how do you get that done? I really think we got to take the same approach we took last year. There's a lot of silver linings and learning lessons last year. One was to be in the moment and just, we were fighting and clawing and scratching just to play a game on Saturday and then come out 1-0 each and every week. And we did that each week of the regular season, and we have an undefeated regular season, and we're in the Pac-12 championship game. Now, what's the next step? You have to do that and win the Pac-12 championship game. That opens doors. When you're USC, you have a Pac-12 championship under your belt. Now you're in the discussion of the 14 playoff and gives you the aspirations at a place that has 11 national championships, and that's the expectations and the standards.
How did you handle recruiting with scholarships available? So much was murky. You know, kids are getting extra years. Who's coming back? Who's jumping in the portal? And you had the additional complication there. You know, not everybody was playing high school football.
Yeah.
So how did you handle sort of the recruiting philosophy?
Well, you really, and I think this is going to have to be for everybody moving forward, you really have to manage your roster and see where your needs are and where your opportunities are. Both and several teams did that via freshmen and the transfer portal that's come about. But you really have to understand that you get the 85 scholarships plus your super seniors, that we're going to be allowed 110 men at training camp plus your super seniors, but understanding that goes back the following year and being able to manage those numbers and those scholarships. So, it was a give and take about what your needs were as a football team, but also overlooking and looking forward of what the next 2 years look like as we get back down to 85, get back down to 110, and be able to get back down to that number also.
You've had some kids that maybe were, I don't want to say late bloomers, but maybe they weren't identified as five-star guys out of high school that blossomed. There are some kids that are going to fall through the cracks. There's going to be some high school kids who don't get offers. What advice do you give to them?
Well, the one thing about the West Coast that I've seen, there's so much talent, and they do fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
And I think of our quarterback, Keaton Slovis. Nobody knew who he was coming out of high school, but we did a tremendous evaluation on him, and we were fortunate enough. And then I see young men that sometimes do fall through the cracks. Josh Allen, that all of a sudden gets that opportunity and makes the most of it. The opportunity, if you have the talent, the opportunity is going to come.
Yeah.
You don't know exactly what level it's going to be, but when you get your opportunity to step on that field, go shine. You know, because at the end of the day, you're going to get found. I think Josh is a great example of that. Keaton Slovis is a great example of that. When you're the right type of person with the right type of intangibles, with the right type of work ethic, right type of talent, people are going to find you at some point in time.
Clay Helton, I appreciate you. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you.
Wish
always
you the best.
Appreciate
I hope this you wasn't like every other interview that you do. So.
It was awesome. All I've never been asked about who I wanted to play as far as movie.
There you go. Now you got to pay attention at the movies.
Yeah, no question.
All right. Clay Helton, there he is. Coming up, we will we'll visit with Caden Slovis, his quarterback at USC. We'll get him on. And, of course, on tomorrow's show, Herm Edwards, Jaden Daniels, and more. Judah Newby.
Yes.
If Keaton Slovis slides into the seat, you want to jam him in here? Or do you want to save him for tomorrow?
Well, we can do the air raid attack with Keaton Slovis, you know, just keep firing out to the flank, see how...
We'll just, let's see how it goes. He's not sitting in the seat now.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.